Unmuted.
Good afternoon and welcome to the June 27th, 2023 Sussex County Council meeting. First things, the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. At the minutes of June 20th, any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay. Chip, they might. Okay. Nobody signed up to speak from public comments, so we will move on to public comment on operator. Would you check online, please?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay. We will close public comment. Next thing is our consent agenda. Mr. Lawson, you have a...
Would you like to...
I would like you to read that, if you would, please,
okay.
Sir.
Under the consent agenda today, we have a proclamation in celebration of Miss Kitty Cole's 100th birthday. And I'd like to read the proclamation today.
Please.
Sussex County Council, proclamation to celebrate the Honorable Catherine T. Cole upon her 100th birthday. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize Sussex County residents for outstanding accomplishments, and former Sussex County Councilwoman Catherine T. Kitty Cole will celebrate her 100th birthday on Friday, July 7th, 2023. Kitty Cole has lived a storied life in her century upon this earth as a wife, mother, active Rehoboth Beach citizen, and faithful public servant. Kitty Cole holds the distinction of being the first woman in the modern era to hold a seat on the Sussex County Council, appointed to finish out the term as the 4th District Councilwoman following the passing of her husband, Charles, in March of 1986. Kitty Cole's legacy rests not just in her brief tenure as the first woman on council, but also in her caretaker role, ensured that Cole's family's public service record would remain uninterrupted for nearly 5 decades, as her son George, who succeeded his parents by winning election in November 1986, went on to serve in this distinct career that spanned 32 years. Kitty Cole will join with friends and family on Friday, July 7th, 2023, to celebrate her centennial birthday during what the City of Rehoboth has proclaimed Kitty T. Cole Day in celebration of this momentous occasion. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Sussex County Council commends Catherine T. Kitty Cole upon the occasion of her 100th birthday and hereby proclaims Friday, July 7th, 2023, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor her outstanding achievement, signed by all 5 members of the County Council. Congratulations, Kitty.
Don't we have...
We've got some gifts, and we have this, and I think we want to get some pictures taken down here. Yeah, so we invite everyone to come down.
There you go. So you are the center of attention. to say anything? Like the microphone for a second or two? If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
I'll thank everybody for all my presence.
You are certainly welcome. Thank you.
It's kind of nice to be over here again.
Well, but you can come back. There you go. We got election in 2 more years. Come on back. George, you should run next time. You can be a campaign manager.
We could easily do that.
Well, thank you.
Thank y'all.
Now, anybody need any help on these public hearings this afternoon?
Mr. Cole, George.
Hey, George. I'm lobbying back here for you.
Hey, George, hold on just a second. And Mrs. Cole. Ms. Cole, I was the one person up here that remembers when Mrs. Cole became a councilwoman.
She can't hear you.
Yes, you can stay right here. I was the one person up here that was here when Mrs. Cole became a councilperson. I was in a political role at that time. I was the county Republican chairman. And when her husband unfortunately passed away, and she was appointed as a councilwoman at that point, I worked with her on a weekly basis. She would come to my office before many of the meetings. Back then, they did not publish agendas the way they do now. And she would actually get the agenda shortly before the meeting, and she would go over things, and she was very passionate on all the issues. She was someone who cared very deeply about all the issues, and she was extremely articulate, and that all-male council at that time had no clue how to deal with Kitty Cole because she was so passionate on the issues, they would just say, well, you go ahead and speak. And so thank you for all you did.
Thank you for being my friend.
Yes.
Okay, I'm taking a motion to pass the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Aye. Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
All right. Thank you, Council. That was great. moving down the agenda, the next item is discussion and possible action related to Planning and Zoning Commission nominees. Gregory Scott Collins and Robert D. Mitchell. Council, last week, you recall, we did have the public interviews for both candidates for the position of Planning and Zoning Commissioner. At that time, I thought Council made a motion to defer on both actions regarding the appointments of each individual. I don't know how Council would like to proceed, but at this time, we are prepared to consider a motion, or you can deliberate publicly regarding the candidates.
Everybody good? Okay. Why don't you read the motion first for Mr. Collins?
Okay. I have a motion. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Greg Scott Collins to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee effective July 1 for a term of 3 years until such time as the term expires in June of 2026.
Pleasure, Council.
This will be for
motion, Mr. Schaefer, second. Mrs. Green, any questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Next motion is for Mr. Mitchell. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Robert Mitchell to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee effective July 1 for a term of 3 years until such time as the term expires in June of 2026.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Also.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I have my reservations, no.
Mr. Riley.
I also, based on his resume, Mr. Mitchell's resume and the responses during the interview, especially the questioning of the county's comprehensive plan, and I have my reservations. I vote no.
I would also agree. I have reservations. I'll vote no. Motion defeated. Now then, Mr. Moore, what's the next step? We want to keep this thing moving.
Okay. Under the rules of procedure, We would follow the same procedure that took place for the nominee to begin with. So any member of council can nominate someone by giving that person's name and their resume to the county administrator, who will then submit it to the council, and then it would come back up on the agenda for an interview.
Okay, so any of the five members?
Any of the five members can at that point.
Yes, ma'am.
Including you two.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Administrator's report for June 27th, 2023. Item one, a reminder, the county offices will be closed on Tuesday, July 4th to observe the Independence Day holiday. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 11th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Whitehouse, Comprehensive Land Use Plan Annual Report.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. As council may recall, the council adopted the current comprehensive plan back in December of 2018. And at the end of June each year, the staff in consultation with the other departments prepares a report to the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning. And in your paperless packet is this year's report for the period July 1st of last year to end of June. And including the report, I promise not to read the whole report to you, Mr.
Thank
President,
you.
But in there, there's a couple of highlights in the reports on new initiatives that staff have been working on in the last year, including the Master Plan Zoning District, other initiatives on implementation of new code changes and new ordinances. There's a report in there and a summary of our work with the state of Delaware in terms of Delaware Department of Transportation and the TID work we're doing. Of note, on page 11, there's a summary of the open space that has been protected through the subdivision process through the Planning and Zoning Commission, and that's 657 acres. And there's a summary of the open space that council has acquired through purchasing. And in that, there's a short summary on intergovernmental cooperation and the work that we do with various towns and municipalities. Unless there's any questions on the report, Mr. President, I have a motion for your consideration.
And report to council.
I actually do have a question.
Mr. Riley.
I frequently hear from the public criticism of the comprehensive plan and calls for it to be rewritten, revised, you know, amended. I'm quite wondering, do you ever get specific remarks from the public on specific actions that we should be considering or not?
So we receive feedback continuously throughout the year. And it is great feedback that we receive. It does help us to inform steps going forward. The next comprehensive plan update is not expected to begin for a couple of years. We are required under Delaware Code to update the plan every 10 years. And it's not just an exercise that we do every 10 years. We take feedback that we receive during that period, and that helps us guide various analyses and documents. So we're continuously taking on board the comments we receive and good practice from that we learn from processing applications. So it is an ongoing process, and I talk to folks throughout the year, and I'm sure council do too. We have the option of undertaking a five-year update. Staff have worked on a number of ordinances to amend the future land use map during the 10-year period, and at the moment, current thinking is to focus our efforts on the next 10-year update. We've worked to begin in the next 18 months. So
you're incorporating those remarks and suggestions and even critiques as you go forward.
Correct. We learn a lot. For example, buffer work implementation and some getting into the weeds on specifics that we learn during that 10-year period. There is, of course, a formal 10-year update process where the public can formally comment and have their comments formally considered. But we're always taking on board new ideas and new initiatives, and staff speak to folks every week. So
right. I just wanted to get that clarified and kind of out there.
Sure. Thank you.
Any more questions?
I have questions.
Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Whitehouse, you just mentioned buffers, and it kind of hit a key with me. Does that you get a lot also about tree ordinances, right?
Correct.
Okay. I would like to sit down with you sometime soon.
There are strategies for environmental protection in the comp plan right now,
and get in, as you said, in the weeds.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Anybody? Okay, you have a motion, sir.
Sure. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the reports of the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning for the period 2022 to 2023.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlars?
Good morning, Mr. No, good afternoon. Two closeouts and one new award. So award is the last one in Westminster. So, moving all first up, difficult project, as you can all recall. We have a expanded funding. We have two contracts, one was the pump station contract, one was the gravity contract. A lot of interaction with Delta. We have started connections, and last two action items being the balancing change order and the substantial completion of the project containment release. So there's a couple of, we're working through some items which we are dealing directly with the citizens. They're outside of the Delta world, so they're not related to the contract.
Right.
Mr. Schaefer knows about one of them, so they do not affect the actions today.
Okay.
So if you
have a motion?
Yes, we do have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number 2 for contract S20-22 Mulberry Knoll Sewer Collection System be approved for an increase of $33,271.56. Contingent upon the SRF concurrence.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one up is the Western Sussex 5A. And currently one open contract is 5D is the pipe services contract. So that is ongoing, but we expect completion within July. So that should be reappearing before you shortly. This one was the one which was removed out of part of the 5 contract from Zach Contracting, because all the Heritage Shores pump station work was restructured in a separate bid. So because this has been around for so long, the NRC has requested the finance and engineering departments, upon the award, to close out the loan on this particular, the whole Western Sussex. So this is unusual. I'm asking you for an award. However, that project will continue as we close out the finance
right.
side. So this is strictly for the Heritage one. It includes pump station modifications, the wet well liner, the odor control system,
right.
and a couple other miscellaneous fencing, site work. So essentially, once this is finished, Heritage Shores pump station will be complete, and that's the last step. We got 3 bids, and our recommendation is for the lowest responsible bidder.
Read your motion, please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract S19-29 for the Western Sussex Unified Sewer District contract 5A be awarded to Hopkins Construction for their total bid of $786,810, contingent upon DNRC approval.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion,
Mrs. Green, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. And the probably also long awaited Conley's Chapel Village construction and Wilking Road construction closeout. Again, connections letter went out. Connections are ongoing. A lot of people are already connected. This is one of the interesting projects where we're building entire sewer district area expansion around 2 of our pump stations and 2 of Artesian wastewater resources pump stations. So this entire piece we're closing out today actually flows through the Oakwood Village pump station, which is owned by Artesian.
Okay.
So that's quite an interesting one. And when it's all completed, everything will flow through the Anchors Run pump station, also in Artesian.
Artesian, yeah.
So this particular one was the PACT 1 contract. We have Delta's concurrence, so We're ready to move it out. There's a little tricky piece about it I'm going to mention directly. Last December, we had a slight elevation problem right there where the old pump station for Chapel Green, that was their pump station under their project, under their system, was tied into our new station, and we had an elevation difference which we had to make up with a change in the sewer alignment and a change in diameter.
Right.
So yeah. I approved that administratively because it happened and it had to, people were waiting for my decision. So there was a new line item created for that couple of hundred feet. That's in there, that's change order one, and change order number two is the closeout. So I have two change order requests.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change orders numbers 1 and 2 for contract S20-16, Chapel Green, Conley's Chapel Village, and Wilking Road, South Area, be approved for an increase in the amount of $44,955 and a decrease of $80,941.90, respectively, and that substantial completion be granted effective May 5, 2023, with any held retainage released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion
Thank
carried.
You, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Schaefer.
Quickly, I want to say that I have some information I don't even think Hans has. As you're leaving Mulberry Knoll here the next day or two or the coming week, the red light should be turned on tonight on 24.
I did
they
not.
Attempted to turn it on last night, but the weather prohibited that because they had to have rain for years. And another little bit of information for you, I was able to help you out again. The sidewalk at Marsh Farm Estate should be being poured as we speak. So
the citizens appreciate this.
Well, I appreciate all your help also. And all your guidance. And, I couldn't do it without it.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
President.
You, sir. Thank you. Mr. Whitehouse, old business.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have three items of old business this morning. The first is conditional use number 2349 filed on behalf of Lassard Builders. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily, 10 units, to be located at 32768 Oak Orchard Road in Millsborough. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before County Council at its meeting of April 18th of this year. And if Council may recall that Council left the record open until May 2nd to allow additional time for public comments to be submitted. Actually, it was until April 18th, and then Council then considered it at the May 2nd meeting to close the public record, and it was deferred for further consideration. So.
Any questions of Council? Mr. Moore, you read the short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily, 10 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.84 acres more or less, based on the record from the council hearing and reasons 1 through 10 given by planning and zoning, and conditions 11A through L. And it is my understanding that Mr. Hudson does have a couple of amendments that he would like to propose.
That is correct, Mr. Hudson.
I do. Move for adoption, please.
Well, do you need
to make
the amendments.
Do you want me to read those into the record?
Okay, please, sir.
The first one is amendment to condition D. The final site plan, this will be added at the end. The final site plan shall include the location of a privacy fence to be installed on three sides of the green space and stormwater management area located to the north of the parking lot, as illustrated in the applicant's rendering entitled Drawing Number 1, Project Number 2039, capital A, 002, point capital C, 01, and dated March 2023.
So pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. And you're next.
There's a second. He would like to amend condition K and added to the existing condition K, add the following: no certificate of occupancy shall be issued until the property's associated bulkhead and dock are repaired and said repairs are approved by Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Sorry.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Iowa, yes. Motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily, 10 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.84 acres, more or less, based on the record from council hearing and reasons 1 through 10 given by planning, zoning, and conditions A through L as amended by this council.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion?
I have a question.
Mr. Hudson.
The application says 10 units. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended 6 units.
Right.
Do we need to make another amendment to go to 6?
That I believe that was in the conditions themselves.
The conditions, that's
in their conditions, so we don't have to change
that. Yes, and that's what we're adopting, their conditions.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning as amended.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission and recommendation.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley.
I will also vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations as amended.
I also vote yes based on P&Z's recommendations as amended. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Our next item is ordinance number 2207. I'll be joined by Mr. Robertson for this item, Mr. President. This is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of a comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcels and its District 135, Map 15, parcels 98.00 and 98.01, for properties located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 0.4 mile east of the intersection of Sandhill Road, which is Sussex County Route 319. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at Council's meeting of February 28th. And at the conclusion of that meeting, Council deferred action, holding the record open to receive plus comments from the State of Delaware. These were received and reported to County Council. And at the meeting of May 9th of this year, plus comments were reported and the record was closed and action was deferred for further consideration.
So I can read the short title if you'd like.
Please do.
It is ordinance 2-07, an ordinance to amend future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcels 135, 15.00, 98.00, and 98.01, based on the record of County Council and the Planning and Zoning recommendations 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We're going to take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I'm voting to deny the ordinance 22-07 to amend the future land use map and current Sussex County comprehensive plan for parcels 135-15-98 and 9801 from the commercial area designation to the coastal area for several reasons. The property that is subject to the application is designated as commercial area according to the future land use map in the Sussex County comprehensive plan. According to the comprehensive plan, the commercial area designation is designed to include concentrations of retail and services that are mainly located along arterials and highways. Three, when the current future land use map was approved, considerable thought was given to the location of the commercial area designation. Four, there are several important reasons why this property was identified as commercial area. It's adjacent to the large sports at the beach baseball complex, is in close proximity to Sussex County's airport, is next to the county's expanded industrial park with its industrial zoning and substantial investments that the county's made in that. It's next to a rail line, is near the Sussex Academy High School, and there are also commercially zoned properties along Route 9. In this area of the road is trending away from residential uses to a more commercial and business uses. The existing commercial area is designated in the future land use map is appropriate in this location, excuse me, given the surrounding uses and zoning. Number five, it's important to maintain areas set aside in appropriate locations for future commercial use and development for to support all of the residential growth that is occurring in Sussex County. This proposed amendment and the subsequent multifamily conditional use development at a relatively low density under the existing AR1 zoning would further reduce the land available for commercial development, particularly in an area that is well suited for commercial uses. Number six, alternatively, maintaining the existing commercial area designation would enable this property to be developed at a much higher density of 12 units to the acre with mandatory affordably priced rental units through the participation in Sussex County SCRP program. Section 115-20.A17 of our zoning code allows SCRP development in the commercial area. Such higher density residential development with affordably priced rental units could be appropriate in a location such as this, close to the proximity to the town of Georgetown, with all the employment opportunities on the surrounding properties and in the town and in central Sussex County. It is also a prime location for the SCRP program along Route 9 where public transportation is available. The availability of SCRP development in the commercial area is another reason to maintain the designation within our future land use map. Number seven, I'm just not satisfied that there are sufficient reasons to convert this property from its commercial area designation to coastal area designation. Number eight, for all these reasons, I'm voting against this amendment to the future land use map.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Schaefer.
I believe this is a much needed opportunity to provide rental housing in the community, and I agree with planning and zoning. Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation from planning and zoning, I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning, along with the fact that we need the rental units, and it's in a great location for that.
I also agree. I think obviously had this project come forward sooner when our SCRP was in place, I'd probably feel differently about it. But I do think there's a need in this county. We talk about it all the time for places people live. I know it's a market rate, but obviously the market's going to set the rate itself. To me, it's a good step between an apartment and a single family home. These are duplexes. It's basically two houses built together. I just think it makes sense. I'm not big sometimes on, as you well know, on changing land use map, but in this case, I think it warrants it. It makes sense to do it, and I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. And last item of all business, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2369 filed on behalf of Leawood Chase DE LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an agricultural residential district for multifamily dwellings, 106 units, to be located on the same parcel as the previous item. County Council last considered this item at its meeting of May 9th of this year, where it was deferred for further consideration.
Any question to Council? Mr. Robertson, would you read the short title?
I'll read the short title. This is conditional use number 2369 filed on behalf of Leeward Chase DELLC. It is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an agricultural residential district for multifamily dwellings, 106 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 50.80 acres more or less, based on the record of County Council and recommendations 1 through 10 of Planning and Zoning, as well as conditions 11A through S of Planning and Zoning.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
I will, for the reasons cited in the last application, vote no for the same reasons.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also will agree with Planning and Zoning. I vote yes.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning. Vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you.
Fine job you did. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant request is Harry K. Foundation. They're requesting $2,500 for their Desert Oasis Feeding Program to benefit Sussex County youth. The last grant received for this program was in the amount of $5,555, which was $1,355 from Mr. Vincent, $4,200 from Mr. Hudson, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I would like to offer $500 from the third district account.
Okay. Anyone else?
I would.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
I would offer $2,000.
Can I ask what my balance is?
It is $875.
I'd like to offer $500.
Okay. I usually go to their meetings, the coalition meeting. I didn't get a chance to go this time. I got some minutes of the meeting, and you know, this organization does a lot of great work. They really do. They got 50 food pantries located in public schools across the county, 66 food backpack programs, and this new thing called Desert Oasis, where there's places kids just aren't getting any food. They've got two of those, are expanding those. It's just a great work that these people are doing to make sure our children in this county are not hungry. Having said that, I will give $3,050. You can add that up and tell me what that is. That's a
sure. The total is $6,050.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. To grant $500 from District 3, $2,000 from District 4, $500 from District 5, and $3,050 from District 1. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Make-A-Wish Foundation. They're requesting $10,000 for the Wishes Transforming Lives to help grant wishes to Sussex County youth. Last grant received for this program was $8,000, which was $1,000 from the countywide youth program, $2,000 from Mr. Riley, $2,000 from Mr. Schaefer, $2,000 from Mr. Vincent, and $1,000 from Ms. Green. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Okay. $10,000. If somebody wanted to make the motion to grant $2,332 out of our youth grant, and $4,442 out of District 1's Council MAG account. Anybody else want to jump in here?
I do. I'll give $1,200.
Okay.
And what is my balance?
$650.
Okay.
That total up to what so far?
So far you have $8,624.
Okay. We're getting close.
I'll do $250.
Okay. Are we?
So you're at $8,874.
Okay. And I think we're about out of money.
About out of money.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. To grant, make sure I get this right now, mm-hmm. $1,200 from District 4.
Yes.
$650 from District 2.
Yes.
$250 from District 3.
Mm-hmm.
And $4,442 from District 1.
Yes, and then the 2003, which they already took the motion here, good.
And the youth grant, yes.
Yep.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will have motion carried now. Last one.
Nanticoke Indian Association is requesting $7,500 for the 45th annual Nanticoke Indian Powwow. Last grant received for this event was $7,500 from Mr. Hudson, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I would offer $7,500.
Okay, motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
I'll offer $250.
Okay, motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer to grant $7,750, $7,500 from District 4, $250 from District 2. Question on the motion.
$375 from District 5, and it about taps me out for the year.
Okay, now what's our number?
$8,125.
$8,125. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Mr. Moore, induction pros and ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have three. The first one is in your district, Mr. President, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a car dealership to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.06 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm on a 42.74 acre portion more or less of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 93.66 acres more or less.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
And the last one is in your district again, Mr. Vincent, an ordinance grant conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 8.45 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments? Council member comments, anybody? I got one thing, Mr. Lawson and Mr. Robertson and Mr. Whitehouse, while you're all here. Back in, I think, January, we gave you council's list of things like she worked on, proposed maybe ordinances and changes to things. I'm sure you're working on those now. Maybe in the first meeting in July or second in July, if you could bring us an update of where we are on all those things. You know, as everybody well knows, that was something that all the council put input into and came up with what we wanted to see done, improved upon, get better, whatever. So kind of let us know where we are. We'd be appreciative of that.
Happy to do it.
Thank you. Entertaining motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're out of executive session. We're in land acquisition. Down.